Welcome, esteemed High Magic students, to another enlightening episode within the sanctum of the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. Today we delve further into the sacred teachings of the Neophyte Grade. Our focus for this session is a pivotal aspect of the self-initiation ceremony, the exploration of the godforms of the visible stations. As mentioned in the previous episode, during the initiation ceremony, participants visualize various roles and godforms, representing different aspects of the psyche and connecting with larger cosmic forces. The godforms are not directly assumed by solitary practitioners, but are channeled through officer forms, which carry out specific functions within the ritual. It is imperative that you commit to memory the primary offices of the Neophyte Grade and their corresponding officer forms, as we present here. Understanding these symbolic representations is essential before engaging in self-initiation rituals. It's crucial for beginning students to start with the initial forms of godform visualization before progressing to more advanced forms. Mastery of godform visualization requires a deep understanding and consistent practice to effectively channel and interact with specific energies. It's important to note that the ornamentation of each godform's throne with pairs of colors reflects their elemental or sephirotic affinity, serving as receptacles or batteries for the divine energies associated with that godform. The godforms are based on Egyptian iconography, where the skin tone of women in the godforms is represented as rich yellow gold, while men are depicted with a warm reddish-brown tone. Visualizing white light symbols for groups of godforms is crucial. The first group consists of the officers on the dais. Envision above each godform of the officer a circled cross of white light, symbolizing the inner order. The second group of godforms consists of the officers in the hall. You must envision above them a cross and a triangle of white light, symbolizing the outer order. Finally, you will envision a triangle of white light above the godform of the sentinel of the Neophyte Hall, known as Phylax. This sentinel is typically positioned in the southwest corner of the pronaos, a Greek word meaning antechamber. The triangle of white light above Phylax symbolizes the illumination extending into the darkness of the outer, uninitiated world. Let's introduce you to the godforms. Isis, depicted as the premonstrator or premonstratrix, embodies various symbolic elements in her godform representation. She is depicted with a human head, wearing a striped blue and orange headcloth, called Nemis. She has a blue linen gown and banded orange and blue pectoral collar and wristbands. Isis is associated with either a blue lotus wand or the blue wand of the Premons Trator, sitting upon a throne of blue ornamented with orange, which is placed on a white pavement. The Imperator, or Imperatrix, is represented by Nephthys. This godform features a human head adorned with a striped red and green nemus, wearing a red linen gown and sporting banded green and red pectoral collar and wristbands. Nephthys holds either a red phoenix wand or the red sword of the Imperator and is seated upon a throne of red, ornamented with green, placed on a white pavement. The Cancellarius, or Cancellaria, is represented by Thoth, depicted with the head of a white ibis and wears a striped yellow and violet nemis, a white linen kilt, and an overkilt striped yellow and violet. His pectoral collar and wristbands are banded in violet, yellow, and violet. Thoth carries either a yellow jed wand or the yellow scepter of the Cancellarius. He may bear a yellow scribal palette with brush pens of the seven rainbow colors. Thoth is seated upon a throne of yellow ornamented with violet, placed on a white pavement. Thoth can also be represented as the synthesis of the three chiefs, embodying the adept triad. The colors associated with the three chiefs often reflect their corresponding Sephiroth on the Tree of Life: Hesed, Geburah, and Tifereth, symbolizing their energetic qualities and roles in guiding magical currents from their source into the temple. Thoth retains the head of a white ibis. He wears a nemus striped yellow and white, a white linen kilt, and an overkilt striped yellow and white. His pectoral collar is banded in red, yellow, and blue, while his wristbands follow the same color pattern of red, yellow, and blue. Thoth carries a yellow phoenix wand, a blue crook, and a red scourge. The god is seated upon a throne of yellow ornamented with blue, red, and yellow, placed on a white pavement. The Hierophades is represented by Osiris. Osiris has a human head and wears a nemis striped white and yellow, topped with the white Atef crown of the Upper Egypt. The Atef crown is a combination of the Heget, a white crown of Upper Egypt with ostrich feathers and plumes. Osiris is mummy wrapped in white except for his head and hands. His pectoral collar is banded in white, red, blue, yellow, and black, while his wristbands are banded in yellow and white. Osiris carries either a white jed wand or a white crown-headed scepter of the Hierophant. The god is seated upon a throne of white ornamented with yellow, placed on a white pavement. The past Hierophant is represented by the god form Aroeris. This god form has the head of a hawk and wears a nemus striped yellow and violet, surmounted by the dual red and white Sekhemti crown representing the upper and lower Egyptian realms. His linen kilt is white, and his overkilt is striped yellow and violet. His pectoral collar is banded violet, yellow, violet, while his wristbands are banded yellow and violet. Aroeris bears a red phoenix wand, or the red crown-headed scepter of the Hierophant. The god stands upon a white pavement when on the dais, and a black and white pavement when in the lower hall. When seated, the god occupies a throne of yellow ornamented in violet, which stands upon a white pavement. The Yeres or Yerea is represented by Horus, depicted with the head of a hawk and wears a nemus striped black and white. His linen kilt is white and his overkilt is striped black and white. His pectoral collar is banded red, black, red, while his wristbands are banded black and white. Horus carries a red sword and stands upon a black and white pavement. When seated, he sits on a throne of black ornamented in white on the same pavement colors. The Aegemon or Aegemoni is represented by Thaemis. She has a human head and wears a nemis striped black and white. Her linen gown is white and her pectoral collar is banded black, white, black. Her wristbands are banded white and black. Thaemis carries either a yellow phoenix wand or the mitre-headed scepter of the Aegemon. When standing, she is placed upon a black and white pavement in the hall, or a black pavement in the pronaos. When seated, she sits on a throne of white ornamented in black, on the same pavement colors. The Daduhos, or Dadohi, is represented by Nith. She has a human head and wears a nemis striped black and white. Her linen gown is black, and her pectoral collar is banded white, black, white. Her wristbands are banded black and white. Neith carries a red censer and stands upon a black and white pavement when standing. When seated, she sits on a black and white pavement. The Stolistes is represented by Moot. She has a human head and wears a nemis striped black and white. Her linen gown is black, and her pectoral collar is banded white, black, white. Her wristbands are banded black and white. Moot carries a blue cup and stands upon a black and white pavement when standing. When seated, she sits on a black throne upon a black and white pavement. The Kyrix, or Kyrikissa, is represented by Anubis. The godform has the head of a black jackal or wolf, and wears a nemus striped white and black. His linen kilt is white, and his overkilt is striped white and black. His pectoral collar is banded black, white, black, while his wristbands are banded white and black. Anubis carries a wand, terminating in the ki, or were-wajeti symbol, and a violet lamp with a flame in the form of a red yod. He stands on a black and white pavement in the hall and on a black pavement in the pronaos. When seated, he sits on a black throne on a black and white pavement. The Philax or Philakissa is represented by the god form Ophis. He has the head of a black jackal or wolf and wears a black nemis. His linen kilt is white and his overkilt is black. His pectoral collar is banded black, white, black, and his wristbands are black. Ophis carries a red sword and stands upon a black pavement. When seated, he sits on a black throne on the same black pavement. That is it for today. Thank you for joining us on this exploration of the godforms of the visible stations. We hope that the insights shared in this episode have been valuable to you. We understand that this information may seem overwhelming at first glance, but don't let it discourage you. With practice, study, and perseverance, you will be able to perform the neophyte-grade ritual satisfactorily. In our next episode, we will delve into the setup, tools, and rituals required for the neophyte ceremony, offering practical guidance for your magical journey. As we conclude this enlightening journey into self-initiation within the neophyte grade, we encourage you to stay connected with our channel. If you appreciated this content, please like and subscribe to stay informed about our upcoming episodes on magical practices and esoteric knowledge. For those interested in supporting our channel and contributing to our ongoing work, consider becoming a Patreon member or making a donation via PayPal. Your generosity enables us to create more valuable content and share transformative experiences with our dedicated community. We value your feedback, so please don't hesitate to reach out to us with any comments or questions. Thank you to all our subscribers and Patreon members for your incredible support. Together, let's continue our journey into high magic and work towards making the world a better place for everyone.